This just in, researchers reported Monday that they have created a vaccine for the swine flu epidemic of 1912. Sadly, it came just a smidge too late.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Last summer, my wife and I interrupted our vacation to go see a dentist. Once there, Ramona told him, "I want a tooth pulled and please, no anesthetic. I'd like to save some money. I'm in a hurry, too." The dentist looked surprised and impressed. "Wow," he said, "you are a courageous woman. Which tooth is it?" She turned to me and said, "Show him your tooth, honey." Okay, there's your joke for the day. I don't know about you, but I have never liked needles. Not since I was shot in the arm back in first grade. It was a terrifying experience, like something out of a horror movie. Grown-ups herded us like sheep into the hallway, where I stood near the back of the flock waiting to be shorn. I'd always been an optimist until then. I thought, maybe they're handing out candy or gift cards to McDonald's or something. But then kids began filing by, clutching their arms, grimacing, their faces puckered into permanent frowns. One started to holler. I won't mention his name, but his initials were Leslie Kalababa. "Mama," he yelled, "Mama." And a few others started blubbering too. I thought, this is just one more thing my parents never warned me about. At the front of the line sat a nurse with bug-eye glasses and a name tag, BL. I thought, maybe her name is Big Lump. Big Lump yanked up my sleeve and stabbed me. I think the needle went in one side and out the other. I still have the scar to prove it. It's shaped like Bolivia. Maybe that's what her name tag stood for. BL. Bolivia. I don't know. The vaccination, I later learned, was for smallpox, a disease that just about every kid in the world was vaccinated against back then. I still have a battle scar on my left arm from the biggest vaccination war ever waged. It was a traumatizing but very necessary shot in the arm. Smallpox was officially eradicated in 1980, thanks to that serum, and it's no wonder that the term shot in the arm has come to mean something that has a sudden and positive effect. Have you ever needed a shot in the arm? When I woke up this morning, I wasn't feeling so positive. A friend just lost his job. I watched the news, and it looks like the inmates are running the penitentiary, frankly. Then I popped open a devotional book and listened to what I read. These are the words. "My health may fail, and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever." That's a pain-free shot in the arm from Psalm 73. But there was more. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" That's Psalm 27. Isaiah 40 was next. "He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become tired and weak, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Romans 8 was next. It asked this, "What then shall we say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us." Boy, did I ever need that. I know of no better vaccine against discouragement, fear, and joyless living than the promises of God. So I wish for you today the very best kind of shot in the arm. 2 days ago, I forgot that my wife was working on a quilt, and I sat down on our sofa. Wham! Acupuncture. I live to rise again, let me tell you. The needle stuck in right beside that Bolivian scar on my left arm. A day later, I asked my wife, "Is it still in there?" She laughed. She said, "It serves you right for telling that joke about the dentist."
So I was driving around, annoyed with my situation at work, asking God to give me word to help me remove my irritation. I turn on the radio, and this program was just what I needed to hear. Thank you. That's just one of many stories we receive each month from people whose lives have been impacted by this ministry. It's amazing to hear what God is doing, and we'd love to hear from you too. Email your story to info@laughagain.ca or leave us a comment on our Facebook page. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.